You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today.
All right, welcome to it. We've got a, you know, it's a gremlin in the system. It's still Halloween around here. I get it. I understand. Welcome to the Steve Gruber Show for Friday, November 1st, 2019. Good to have you here. God bless America. Three big things you need to know right now. Elizabeth Warren says it'll only take $52 trillion to get you health care coverage. $52 trillion, that's all. $52 trillion, a small bit of money, no big deal. $52 trillion for you to get what you need around here. Let's see. Snow has already arrived because it's, well, it's already winter here. And number one, the courts have now ruled that Line 5, the construction thereof, is constitutional. We'll get to all of that in just a moment. But first, I want to share this with you. The Democrats yesterday picked up not one single Republican vote in their charade of an impeachment procedure, trying to pass off this circus, this kangaroo court, as something legitimate. It's not. They claim they gave the Republicans the power to call witnesses and so forth. They didn't. Adam Schiff, who, by the way, should not be in the Judiciary Committee, should be in charge of impeachment. Jerry Nadler. But they've given it to Adam Schiff and the intelligence community. Stretch that is. But the Democrats didn't pick up a single Republican vote. But check this out. 29 of the 31 House Democrats who represent districts that Trump won in 2016 voted in favor of this deep state coup authorization. And they will almost all certainly suffer at the polls a year from now, including my member of Congress, Alyssa Slotkin. We'll, of course, have her on the program if she'll come back. She's been here many times, but I wonder if she'll come now. Because the basis for impeachment is that he had a conversation with the president of Ukraine and talked about corruption in that country and tried to protect my tax dollars from going to a country that's corrupt. You know, investigating corruption has nothing to do with national security. And are you telling me that if the president had asked the Ukraine to investigate somebody who was not a politician, that would be okay, but because you're a politician, you are immune to investigations? Is that the claim? If Democrats want to investigate phone calls, President Trump should release transcripts of calls by former President Barack Obama and former Vice President Joe Biden with world leaders from countries like Russia, Ukraine, and Iran. He has the power to do that. The polls show quite clearly that impeachment is weaker in key states like Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania than it is in other places. They keep saying the support for impeachment grows. Yeah, in California and New York. Not in Nuevo. Let me just be clear about that. So let's face it. The unhinged radical Democratic reps of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Rashida Tlaib of Michigan, Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, they are calling the shots of the mob rules, the anti-Trump socialists, who think you can spend $52 trillion on a health care boondoggle without raising taxes on everyone. But unfortunately, the mainstream media are willing co-conspirators in all of this. They really are. Because if they weren't, they would talk about Eric Ciaramella, the whistleblower, who is neck deep in politics, who has been an anti-Trump, fervent anti-Trump, a Trump hater, who worked for Brennan, who worked for Biden, who worked with and for Adam Schiff's team before this complaint was ever filed. I mean, let's be honest about where this all came from. And by God, if the roles had been reversed, if Republicans had brought in a Republican operative as a so-called whistleblower, the Democrats and the media would self-destruct. Their heads would explode like scanners. But the vote by Democrats to move forward their impeachment crusade proved that the allegations being thrown around against the president are flimsy at best. There's no criminal wrongdoing. There's no high crime or misdemeanor committed here. And I say this based on the comments that I take from liberal friends of mine that are attorneys and that have traditionally voted for Democrats saying there's nothing here. And the way they're behaving is unbelievable. Let's go to bite number two. Kevin McCarthy, the man who will replace Nancy Pelosi. When this circus is over, put the truth on the table. 70 Democrats voted for impeachment before Mueller was even done with his report. Democrats were voting for impeachment before the president had even let the dust settle in the Oval Office from his election. It's bite number two with Kevin McCarthy. Yo.
When you want to ask every single Democrat who voted today to justify everything that has already happened down in that bunker that they have not read, ask me why they voted that way. Or why don't you ask the number of Democrats who voted for impeachment twice before the Mueller report ever came forward? Ask me what was impeachable at that moment. Ask me every single member of Congress that now has a transcript of a phone call. What is the impeachable offense? So I'll make you this one promise. Republicans believe in the Constitution. We believe in the rule of law. And that's why we're standing here today. And that's why the bipartisan vote in the U.S. House of Representatives was no. Thank you very much.
Meanwhile, Congressman Michael McCaul of Texas saying that Adam Schiff and the Democrats are trying to hide the truth about the whistleblower. It's bite three. They're hiding the truth about the 33-year-old Democrat activist, Eric Ciaramella. But the truth is out now. Eric Ciaramella is out there. People know who it is. It can't be hidden any further. He must be witness number one. Eric, if there's any validity to what's happening next, Eric Ciaramella must be the first witness called by Adam Schiff. Of course, he won't be. And in fact, they'll try their level best to hide him from scrutiny. But this guy is going to hide in the shadows and bring down the elected leader of the free world? I don't think so. Absolutely not. I don't think so. Let's go to bite number three with Mike McCaul, Texas Congressman. Bite three, go.
Adam Schiff stated to us, to Jim and myself, we've been sitting through these depositions that because the DOJ declined an investigation, that he is now deemed to be both the prosecutor and the grand jury. I was a federal prosecutor. Adam Schiff was too. He knows better. You can't be both. The American people have been shut out of this process, defying democracy itself. Every time we get close to a witness, close to the whistleblower, we get shut down in that room. And you have to ask yourself this question. Why? Why does Adam Schiff not want us to ask those questions? What was the role of the whistleblower? What role did Adam Schiff have to the whistleblower? What role did his staff have to the whistleblower? For one man to turn this country upside down, to have this vote today.
Yeah. Eric Ciaramella is the man's name. And the big breaking news here, statewide, Judge Michael Kelly rejecting Attorney General Dana Nessel's March opinion that the tunnel legislation and proposal from the Snyder administration put into law is, in fact, constitutional, striking down Dana Nessel altogether. There are reasons to debate the appropriateness of the utility tunnel, but the Constitution is not among them, wrote Judge Kelly. Another big loss for Dana Nessel. Another big smackdown from the courts. Congratulations, Dana. Welcome to the weekend. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Continuing on our audio tour of Pioneer product development, today I'm at the Napoleon Soybean Research Center in Northwest Ohio. There are four large structures, and of course, the field around it. I'm in the field now, under an umbrella. I don't mind getting wet, but we've got recording equipment to worry about. Weather, soil conditions, diseases, pests, every location is different. Which is exactly why Pioneer built this center and almost 50 like it all over the country. In fact, Pioneer has the most extensive soybean breeding and testing program in the industry. This allows Pioneer to develop varieties for just about every local condition. The Soybean Research Center in Napoleon. Another place that makes Pioneer, Pioneer. You'll hear more from me later. For now, let your local Pioneer sales representative hear from you.
There are kids at some of the schools in our Greater Lansing community who are struggling with basics like food, clothing, a safe place to live. When you're worried about the basics, it's harder to learn. If you can read and write, you can help these kids, which is a tremendous investment in our community. If you've got some time and want to be a part of the solution, the Capital Area Literacy Coalition could use your